Can you talk a little bit about what we know about this agent, the clinical research that's been done on it?
Sure. So this is a potent inhibitor of the IDH2 mutant protein. We know that when you have an IDH2 mutation, your cells churn out what's called an oncometabolite called beta-hydroxyglutarate. And this oncometabolite called 2-HG or beta-hydroxyglutarate, as I just said, what it does is it reprograms the cells. It causes epigenetic changes in the cells, which keep the blast from maturing into mature neutrophils. So if you can lower the levels of intracellular beta-hydroxyglutarate, you can reverse that block and myeloid differentiation. And by reversing the block and myeloid differentiation, you get normal differentiation, you get rid of leukemia. It's very similar to what we see when we give patients with acute promyelocytic leukemia the drug ATRA. So it's very, very interesting.
It kind of like doesn't sound exactly like a typical targeted therapy, for example, the way the FLT3 inhibitors are.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not typical in the sense that it doesn't cause cell death. It doesn't cause the blocking of an intracellular signal. It causes a decrease in the production of this oncometabolite.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
It really says something about the biology of the disease, although I don't know what.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, so there's always been this thought that metabolism is really important when it comes to cancer, right? So what's interesting about that is that, you know, IDH, isocitrate dehydrogenase, is a part of the Krebs cycle, of the citric acid cycle. And mutations in IDH cause this disease. But Warburg, who described the Warburg hypothesis and the reliance of cells on non-glycolytic pathways, actually worked in Krebs's lab. So he actually sort of escaped from Germany around the time of World War II and went to England, where he went on to describe this hypothesis about metabolism and cancer. So it's just a nice way of putting this all together.
So have IDH or IDH2 inhibitors been used with solid tumors or other heme cancers?
Yeah, so IDH2 mutations are found in a rare kind of lymphoma called angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma.
Your colleague Steve Horowitz's area?
Exactly, exactly. So the trial was open to patients with AITL. I don't think that many patients ended up enrolling because AITL is a very, very rare disease. The other place where we see IDH2 mutations is actually in chondrosarcomas. So chondrosarcomas are pretty rare, but it's also being tested in that setting.
I don't know. I thought I remember hearing about something like that with GBM, with brain tumors.
Yeah, so IDH1 mutations are much more common in brain tumors. So about 70% of patients with secondary glioblastomas will have an IDH1 mutation. What's interesting about when you think about the IDH2 and the IDH1 mutations is IDH2 mutations predominate in hematologic malignancies, while IDH1 mutations actually predominate in solid tumors. So intrahepatic cholangiocarcinomas and glioblastomas.